Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to welcome you on behalf of Duroply Industries Limited and SKP Securities to Duroply Industries Limited's Q2 FY26 result webinar. We have with us Mr. Akhilesh Chitlangia, MD and CEO, and Mr. Vijay Kumar Yadav, CFO. This webinar is being recorded for compliance reasons. During the discussion, certain forward-looking statements must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. We will have Mr. Chitlangia's opening remarks and a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Chitlangia.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Chirag, and a warm welcome to everyone today for our earnings webinar for second quarter FY26. On this call, I'm joined by Mr. Vijay Kumar Yadav, who's also our CFO. On the business front, Duroply closed the second quarter revenue at 104.4 crores, a 15% growth over the same period last year, and up by 11.6% from the previous quarter. The business reported a profit before tax of 2.67 crores, up by 133% from the same period last year. For the quarter, revenue from in-house manufactured goods stood at 52.8 crores, down by 6.1% over the same period last year, and up by 6.8% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Revenue from contract manufacturing stood at 51.58 crores, a 49.4% growth on year-on-year basis, and up by 17.1% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Gross margin this quarter stood at 34.8%, marginally down from 35.6% during the same period last year, and up from 34.1% in Q1 FY26. This shift was largely due to higher growth rate in the contract manufactured goods. Our EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 6.46 crores, a 61.5% increase from the same quarter last year, and a 20% growth over the previous quarter. In margin terms, EBITDA margin stood at 6.2% of sales as compared to 4.4% in the same period last year, up from 5.8% in Q1 FY26. If you look at the half-yearly performance, our revenue stood at 197.96 crores, up by 12.7% in the same period. The business reported a profit before tax of 4.55 crores as compared to 2.41 crores in the same period last year. Revenue from in-house manufactured goods stands at 102.3 crores, down by 3.3% from the same period last year. Revenue from contract manufacturing stands at 95.65 crores, marking a 37% growth over the same period. Gross margins in HY FY26 stood at 34.8% as compared to 35.2%. On the product mix for the quarter, Duro segment saw a 5% growth rate on a year-on-year basis and a 16% growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Our mid-segment brand, Tarbo, continued to showcase robust growth with a 61% growth on a year-on-year basis and a 9% growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. On a half-yearly basis, Duro products saw a growth of 3.8%, whereas Tarbo grew by 53%. And we are relooking at some of our marketing efforts to ensure that the growth in our premium offering grows, the premium product starts growing faster, and we expect to see results of the same in the near future. We are quite pleased with how this quarter turned out for us. The demand side has been soft in the first half of the year, and we're still growing faster than the industry average, and our growth rate is consistent in the mid-teens. Our focus is to keep driving operational and strategic efficiencies, and so that's what our aim is. We have also hired very aggressively, increasing our talent pool, and this is an investment which we are confident that will bear results for us in the near future. I now request Vijay to take you through some of our other financial metrics. Vijay, you're not audible.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, you're now audible.
Good morning, everyone, and let me take you through some of the key financials during FY26 with the completion of FY25. Employee cost is at 12% of sales as compared to 11% during FY25. Marketing expenses is 2.5% of sales as compared to 3.6% of sales during the same period. Finance expenses is 2.3% of sales as compared to 2% during the same financial period H1 25. Debtor holding days is 44 days of sales as compared to 47 days. Inventory holding period is 166 days of consumption against 165 days of H1 FY25. Creditors days is 107 days as compared to 117 days. Cash conversion cycle is 103 days. Return on capital employed on annualized basis is 9.8%. So these are the key financials during this period. Thank you, sir.
Anyone
thank
who
you.
Wishes?
Let's open the floor to the questions, please. Thank you.
Sure. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please raise your hand and we will enable your mic to take your question. We have the first question from Nishita. Nishita, kindly unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yes, hello. Yes, so I just wanted to understand that you mentioned that our own manufacturing is down by 6.1%. Is there any reason for that? What is our capacity utilization currently? And if there is any CAPEX plan in the future?
Okay, so Nishita, our own manufacturing goods is down this year because our premium product offering hasn't grown as aggressively as it should have. And that's one of the key reasons. I think in the second half of the year, we'll see a big improvement on that side as the premium product offering starts to grow. In quarter two, there was some a positive movement on the premium product side as compared to this first quarter. The factory is standing at about 68 to 70% utilization, and we are doing some rebalancing, continuous improvements, etc. So without major capex, I think our annualized capacity, which stands about 260 crores per annum, can go up to about 300 to 320 crores. So that's the focus on that side.
Okay, so when do you see that happening, the annual capacity going from 260 to 300 to 320 crores?
Will it
be done by FY26 end?
By mid of FY26, we should be in a position to be in that direction, yes.
Mid of FY27, you mean?
Mid of FY27.
Okay, understood. My next question was, you mentioned that we are doing marketing initiatives to grow our premium segment. So, and currently our marketing expense is 2.5% of the sales. So do you see that expense increasing? And if it is, then by how much is it going to increase?
Nishita, if you look over the last few years, we've been spending close to 3.84% of sales on marketing. A large part of our brand awareness that we wanted to do in the trade, particularly, to give confidence to the trade that we are back, we've gone through a very tough phase. So we are now out of that phase. So that part of our marketing strategy is over. We expect our total marketing spend to be about the 3.3 to 3.3% of sales. So there would be a slight uptick towards later in this year, but not more than that. We are focusing on, getting our influencers, the right quality of influencers on boarded. I think that's more critical for us. And a lot of, manpower has been pushed into the market. So the training and development is happening right now as we speak. So both of those combined should help the movement in the premium segment offering to happen.
Okay, and what is our employee expense currently, and is that going to increase?
Our employee expense, as Vijay mentioned, was at 12% of sales, which is on the higher side, and in the near future, it should come down.
Okay, understood. And my last question is, if you would like to give any guidance on the revenue growth and if the margins are sustainable at 6%.
Our revenue growth is for a mid-teens growth. So anywhere in the range of 13-16% is what we're aiming for this year, and we're on track for that. And I think margin at about this 6% probably might even go up further to about 6.5% in the coming quarters, especially fourth quarter. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, and anything for FY27, if you can, any growth guidance?
Nishita, I think again a mid-teens growth and then another half to 1 percentage point improvement in the operating margin.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please raise your hand. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please raise your hand. We have the next question from Saurav Khara.
Hi, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, what is your current assessment of the Indian plywood industry?
In what terms, Saurav? In terms of demand or?
Yes, demand or structural changes happening.
So, as we are aware, there was the implementation of the quality control order by the government of India, which has restricted a large amount of imports that used to come into this industry. And because of that, a lot of importers had hoarded months and months of inventory. Now we're towards the end of that hoarding of inventory, and we expect demand for the domestic manufacturers now in the second half of the year to improve. Having said that, the industry is currently growing at 5-5.5%, maybe 6%. So that's the growth rate that the overall industry is at. I think this growth rate would stick to maybe about 6-7% in the coming years. We are looking to grow at about double the industry growth rate. I mean, 2.5 times to 3 times the industry growth rate. If you take 5% as the industry growth rate, then we are on track to grow at about 15%. From a consumption perspective, we don't see any major slowdown. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, so sir, what percentage of import is import contribute to the domestic industry?
Saurav, now import has become virtually impossible because of the quality control order. So previously, so I think 50-odd% would have been imported.
Okay. This will drive the industry growth.
I think so. Please see the two things. One, there's a very big uptick in construction activities, which has happened. I think the changes in GST, though not impacted our industry, but it has made other industries for construction much more attractive. And the way there is the urbanization or from rural to semi-urbanization happening, all of that is going to drive growth for home interiors. And people are now preferring plywood, especially in the premium segment or the mid segment, because of its longevity as a product solution. So there will be a growth in this industry that will continue.
So what is the industry size currently?
The plywood industry size is estimated at about 30-35,000 crores.
30-35. Out of this, organized and unorganized?
70% is unorganized. 70% is unorganized. The unorganized stood at about 80% about 7-8 years ago, which has now become 70%. And so there is a shift towards the organized.
Yes, sir, in terms of raw material risk, do you any face price volatility risk?
So India is overall short on timber. And that is one of the major inflationary pressures we have faced. Currently, raw material in India from timber is coming from plantations, farmer plantations happening in various parts of the country, and also from imported timber. So imported timber or imported raw material, that has a risk on the US dollar side, and whether how global trade was developed and the freight shipping industry, how that develops. But the Indian timber industry, the timber supply, there's a lot of competition or there's a lot of demand for that. And we don't have enough plantations happening. Though in the recent 3-4 years, various industries, including the wood panel industry, the paper industry, all have taken many various initiatives working with the government of India to boost plantation of timber in India.
So, in view on 3 to 5 years growth plan, where we want to reach our in the company?
So, our aim is to grow at about 15% CAGR for the next 4 years, 3 to 4 years. 15 to 18%, but let's take 15% on the safer side.
Or trying to diversify any other segment more?
Not for another year, year and a half.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
We have the next question from Nishita. Nishita, kindly unmute yourself.
Hello. Yes, yeah. Thank you for the follow-up question. So I just wanted to understand about the product mix. I actually missed your opening commentary for the product mix. How much does the premium segment contribute to the overall product mix?
The premium segment currently stands at north of 50%. It's actually close to 66%.
Okay, and do we plan to increase this contribution?
So the premium segment is growing, right? It's still growing at a modest rate, but it is growing. So in terms of our focus is to get the growth rate up, but our mid-segment offering, which is something we started only 3 or 4 years ago, the base is small, so the growth rate of that will be much faster as we've seen over the last 2 to 3 years. But I think over the next 2-3 years, the 66% of premium will eventually settle down at 50-50. Simply because the base on the mid segment is much lower.
50% will be from premium segment and 50% from the mid segment.
Correct. But that will take 2 to 3 years for it to reach that ratio.
Okay, understood. And how much does the premium segment has higher margin than mid segment? By how much is the margin gap? What is the margin gap between the two segments?
At a gross level, see, the entire 100% of the mid segment is coming through our contract manufacturers. Some part of a premium segment does come from the very small, but some part of it also comes from the contract manufacturers. But on average, the gross profit margin on the contract manufacturing side stands at about 22%. And on the own in-house manufacturer stands about 44%.
44%?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please raise your hand and we will enable your mic.
Nishita would request you to mute yourself, please.
Now, the next question from Saurav Khada. Saurav, please disable your mic, enable your mic.
Hello.
Sure, go ahead.
So what is the market size of premium segment?
Premium segment market size let's say 30,000 crores is there, so then about 5,000 to 6,000 crores would be the premium segment. 15%.
15 to 20%. And what is our addressable market? Total addressable market.
A total addressable market, if we remove the bottom end of the unorganized sector, would then be about 20,000 crores.
Are we planning for any export?
No, Saurav. As I mentioned earlier, till the quality control order didn't come in place, India was importing quite a large amount of its plywood requirement. That can only happen when export countries have access to cheaper raw material. Even in India today, a large part of our raw material base is imported. So on the export side, as a country, we're still very uncompetitive and exports is not a clear focus area for us.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, may please raise your hand. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please raise your hand. Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Chitlangia for the closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining our earnings webinar for Q2 FY 2026. Our growth rate this quarter was at 15%, and the investments that we've been doing, the improvement in performance, the company is moving in the right direction. Our focus is to build a robust organization that can deliver long-term results on a consistent basis. And we continue to keep offering high-quality products to our customers and drive shareholder value. I look forward to seeing everyone at the next earnings calls. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, I would like to thank Mr. Chitlangia for the time, and we look forward to hosting you again. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you.